Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the first show for the month of December 2022, so it's the Pokemon Show. And we just talked about Pokemon. Now we're going to do it again. Deal with it.
It's like the biggest event of the year for us, honestly.
Yeah.
Considering we have a dedicated show every month for it, of course we're going to be pretty pumped about.
Right. I mean, I do need to pitch you guys a Xenoblade monthly show, but...
Do you, though?
But we are going to...
I'm on board.
For all the dozens of people that bought the game.
Oh.
2 million, I'll have you know, sir. And that's only physical. Anyway, neither here nor there. We're going to talk about Pokemon. So what we did on the previous Pokemon show that we did on the official show is we each picked a handful of Pokemon, like three or four, and we're going to break down these individual monsters since we did like a high-level view of the game, including the technical issues. Just as a quick starter note, Ryan, I took your advice. I turned off autosave. Game runs 50% better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I noticed that it was the same for me. It improved a bit once I turned that off.
Yeah, the frame rate still takes some dips. You get some slowdown from here or there. I've noticed far fewer glitches. And the frame rate really only becomes very, very slow in areas where there's a lot of water for some reason.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough. But anything else we need to address about the game from a high level before we get into individual Pokemon here? We did just do some raids, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, we did some 5-star raids. I guess since when we last talked about this, I don't think any of us had actually beaten the game, right? I think we were all still...
Rolled credits before we started recording.
Actually, yeah, okay, you're in the middle of some kind of cutscene and stuff. You're like, yeah, they're just talking.
I am impressed with the amount of like post-game content this game has.
Oh, yeah, I think that they clearly intend for this to be generating a lot of gameplay once you get past that part, get through the main story.
Mm.
Which, you know, like, again, I think this is a really great idea of theirs to just kind of give you all of the meat. The three main beats that happen in any Pokemon game is you go beat the gyms, right? You gotta go do some research, something about a legendary, and then deal with the team whatever. So
yeah.
This one, they just kind of opened it all up. Do it at your leisure and at whatever one you want to, so it doesn't feel like it disrupts the flow of the narrative. But yeah, it's kind of good that you get them all worked out like that.
Mm-hmm. And Wes, you rolled credits.
Yeah, early. I was...
You went through Area Zero.
Yep.
I actually didn't know that Area Zero was like the end of the game. I thought that the end state was going to be like when you finished all three of the things. All three of the quests. The Victory Road and the Starfall Street and all that. But you do have to go through Area Zero. I did just beat all three of them earlier today. The last one I had to do was Victory Road. So I beat the champ and did all the fights. So now I just got to go through Area Zero, and
it took me about an hour.
Credits.
Like I started around a little before 7, and it was like 8:15-ish by the time I got done with it.
I mean, I might have tried to blast this a little bit faster and do a little bit more prepping if I had remembered that Charizard was going to be available starting today. I mean, there is another one coming up halfway through the month, so we'll catch up with it then. But there's a lot of requirements you have to get through before you can even unlock this Charizard fight.
Yeah,
so,
which I thought there was. But I can't remember. So none of us actually had met those requirements yet, so we couldn't actually do it tonight.
Yeah, yep. You need to like unlock the 6-star level raids.
Yes, and you have to do a lot of the post-game content to even get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll get there, but I spend a lot of time farting around filling out the Pokedex. I'm at 326 out of the 390-something that are available.
That's pretty good.
So.
God, it's absurd.
I'm at 272 right now.
Nice.
I would be surprised if I made 100.
Well, you know, it's for me, one of the funnest parts about Pokemon games is making that version's like living decks. I want to go through, I want to fill out all of the boxes and get one of everything and transfer it into home and start a new game.
But are you going to get one of every version of the butterfly in this game?
Negative.
No, not?
No, I'm not that obsessive a collector where I want to get like one of every form and like the best possible version of like, no, get me the Pokedex.
But there's like 4 different colors for the sushi dragon.
Yeah, I don't care.
What about that deer thing that no one ever likes to play with?
That is fucking everywhere.
Sawsbuck.
Don't you besmirch Deerling. That's a Gen 5 Pokemon.
He's
so it's perfect.
Everywhere though. I just come on.
Oh, can I say one useful tip for shiny hunting? Because like you'll notice that they don't do the sparkle animation. And like they did in Arceus, which was so convenient. It was so easy to see what it wasn't shiny. And like, oftentimes the shiny palettes are very similar to the ones that you're just seeing out there. So we've all probably run past half a dozen of them.
I caught a shiny Mareep.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it was just visually, I walked by, I was like, why is that pink? And I just turned around and got it.
Yeah, like you would never miss a Heracross. Like, a Heracross is bright pink compared to its normal blue coloring, but a lot of them, there's really not much to distinguish how different they are. Here's the thing. When you have it in the Let's Go mode, and your Pokemon is just running around sweeping up stuff, they will not kill
shinies.
Yep. So, like, you know, if you're out there and you're doing stuff, and you notice that it's intentionally avoiding a Pokemon, that it's absolutely grounds for, you know, checking it out, because it could be a shiny. And it also feels safe to have it out there and not worry that it's going to kill anything that you might eventually want.
Yeah. But like we were saying, we did a bunch of 5-star raids. Mm-hmm. My Pokemon were right around level 72 when we had started. And we did, like, what, 3 or 4 of the 5-star raids, got enough candies, and I took my Tinkaton up to level 95.
Very good.
So, just a few of those high-level raids, and you'll be able to max out just about anything.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't take long.
And you can also very quickly find a Pokemon and go from that steady ramp-up of doing some 3-star raids, getting the candies to level it up to 4-star, 4-star, and into 5-star.
That's mostly how I was leveling up. That and, like, fighting all those Chanseys up in the northern area. That's how I was mostly leveling up everything to fill out the Pokedex, is just with Chanseys and raids.
Yeah.
But do we want to... Let's open up to talk about some individual Pokemon here. I got a list of 4.
Yeah, I got 4.
Wes, I got 4.
Cool.
Although, it's really more like Ryan's got 5 and I got 3.
It's not a competition.
About half the gameplay I've had in this game is with one Pokemon, and it was one that was...
that I had picked.
It wasn't like...
Which is fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's not like I'm offended or anything.
Yeah.
How dare you use something that I picked?
Well, it's also the one exclusive to your version of the game, too.
It is.
So I'll kick things off with Lokicks, who is a bug dark Pokemon. I got the Pokedex entry right here. Right. When it decides to fight all out, it stands on its previously folded legs to enter showdown mode. It neutralizes its enemies in short order. And it's so true. This, my Lokicks, who I named Robobug, very nearly took down the champ by itself. I love this thing. Like I said, Bug Dark Pokemon abilities are Swarm. Tinted Lens is the hidden ability, but it's only got those two. I think I have its... Oh, yeah. Just like for its typing, it's weak to Flying Rock and Bug itself. Also weak to Fire and Fairy. So you got 5 weaknesses there. So it's not great. Immune to Psychic, of course. And then resists Ground, Ghost, Grass, and Dark. So you got 5 weaknesses and 5 resistances / immunities. Not bad. But just in terms of base stats, I mean, it is a bug, so it's not super amazing. But what they do is they loaded all the... It's got 450 total base stats. They loaded it all into attack at 102 and speed at 92. So it's going to hit fast and hard. And I gave this thing a... not a black belt, but it's holding... I can't remember the name of the item, but just powers up physical moves. So, it goes out there, and I got it rolling with first impression.
It's called Expert Belt, right?
Expert Belt.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I think it's that thing. Or Fighting Belt, or something like that.
But it's got first impression, the Bug-type move. It's also got a Lunge, which is a cool Bug-type move that also lowers the opponent's attack. Throat Chop, and it has a signature move that's a fighting move. I think called Lokick. I'm just going to look up its moves right here. Axe Kick. And that is a physical fighting move, 120 base power, 90% accurate. So that thing hits real hard, real fast. But yeah, I've been rolling with this thing for quite some time now. When early on in the game, I had the Spidops. And then when I encountered a Nimble, I wasn't too interested in using because I already had my bug for the game. But then when I saw what it evolved to and it became a bug dark, I immediately switched it out.
Yeah, Spidax is just a straight bug.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
But yeah, cool Pokemon. Evolves at level 24, so evolves relatively early, especially compared to a lot of other things in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thumbs up in my book.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, a you know, an early bug that you're going to find in a game, this is definitely one of the better ones that they've had over the years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's tagging in?
You want to go next, or should I?
I'm not going. I'll go.
You'll go next? Okay, what you got?
So I'm going to pick... This is probably my favorite Pokemon of this gen, and he's really not that big of a deal. I just enjoy him so much. Grafaii.
He is a big deal.
He is a big deal. He was one of those early ones that they teased about, like, the Pokemon painting shit on the trees and stuff like that. Like, there's a woods... There's a little forest in the game that's just painted trees everywhere just from this one Pokemon.
That was an interesting reveal because... They didn't reveal, like, it had a preform, as far as I remember.
Yeah, it didn't even click in my head when I found the Shrutal.
Right.
I just thought Shrutal and this big bug eyes. So it's just essentially like a head with legs.
Yeah, it's a nose with a pair of eyes that follow it around.
Yeah, it's got teeth sticking out of his nose that don't look like teeth. Like, what the...
It's a silly first form. I mean, I like the first form.
I did too. I think
it's a bad design. It's just goofy.
It just didn't even click in my head that this was the preform for Grafaii. And then eventually when I realized it, I was like, oh yeah, you're staying with me, buddy. Like, it's... This guy is awesome. So he's got... So he evolves at level 28. He is a poison normal. The normal type is rough, but who cares? Just makes him good with ghost. He's got...
I mean, the poison type, wouldn't that neutralize its weakness to fighting? If I remember correctly.
Is poison resistant to fighting? I don't think so. I realized through when I hit the Elite Four that I have a glaring weakness to ground.
It is weak to ground and psychic, and that's it.
That's it? Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I think it does cancel out that weakness to fighting.
All right. I'm bored for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized that.
That's fairly safe. It's always good. If you have, you know, one or two weaknesses, that's a
safe Pokemon. This guy's defense is really crap anyway, so I mean, he's pretty much exploding with every hit anyways.
Yeah, that's true. It does have big speed and, you know, pretty good attack.
Yeah, 95 attack with a 110 speed. He's total of 485 base stats.
It's a little bit better than low kicks there.
A little bit better, yeah.
Also a good prankster Pokemon. Did you mention that already?
His abilities are Unburden, Poison Touch, and Prankster. And
since you don't let this thing be in touch too much, like, I don't know. Wait, is that a attacking and hitting, being hit?
What, poison touch?
Yeah, does that work both ways?
When the Pokemon attacks its opponent with a move that causes physical contact.
Oh, okay, then yeah, that's pretty good.
Which is great, because I have Shadow Claw, Payback, it's not Payback, Foul Play.
Mm.
I have Shadow Claw, Foul Play, U-Turn, and I gave it a Gunk Shot.
Nice. U-Turn's really nice with that, too. Being able to just poison something in a row.
He's who I throw out first.
Yeah.
I leave him as my lead, because I'm always like, he's going to hit something really hard, or I'm going to get him the fuck out of there.
Now, like, I've been really liking the pivot moves in this game.
Yeah, they're really cool. I mean, you got the one Dolphin, so I mean...
That's one of the reasons.
Yeah, you just leave that thing out forever and as your first Pokemon always. I mean, we're not talking about that one tonight.
Prankster would be an interesting ability with... something like a Swagger. So you Swagger into Foul Play. I mean, you don't get the same type of tag bonus with something like Foul Play.
That's not a bad idea.
But that's kind of like a fun, gimmicky little fuck you. Like, you're confused and I'm doing more damage to you because your attack is up.
I do like that. That's a cool combo.
I don't have a list of all of the Prankster Pokemon, but this probably has one of the higher combined stats of all of the Prankster ones. That's a ability reserved for typically kind of gadgety Pokemon.
Hmm. No, but I like this guy. He's just a lot of fun. He's just this little tiny little goofball. He's got a little hood.
Yeah, I like the design.
I'm looking at his TMs. You can do a lot with this thing, actually. You can, like, swords dance if you want.
Oh, he's too squishy for that stuff. He just explodes.
You can sword dance or nasty plot. That is interesting.
Yeah, that is your only tricky part, is keeping this thing alive.
Hmm. Yeah, but you don't want a nasty plot. His special attack is
80.
80. So it's not horrible, but...
It's all right.
Unless you intend to baton pass.
I think that's the thing with this Pokemon. It is, like, they didn't entirely split the attacks, but it's kind of close. It'd probably be a much better Pokemon, maybe a little bit too good, if they dumped some of that special attack into its defensive or its HP. His HP is his worst stat. But yeah, mm-hmm. Ryan, you want to tag in?
Sure, yeah. My first one to talk about is Kilowattrel.
Nice.
The electric flying Pokemon. I picked this one up very early in the game, and I just found that I never wanted to bench him. I just really liked playing with this Pokemon a lot. So I actually sat down to see what it even was. I never really looked into it that closely. Not that great combined stats. 490 combined stats, so pretty solid. It's
the best one so far.
Yeah. 70 HP, 70 attack, 60 defense, 105 special attack, 60 special defense, and 125 speed. That is amazing speed on top of very good special attack, but not a lot of bulk. So you really got to be in charge of this, of your fights. So it is a two-form Pokemon, evolves at level 25, comes with wind power, which I believe if you're hit by a wind move, it boosts your attack. A very, very weird thing.
Really oddly specific.
Yeah, yeah. Volt Absorb, which again, if you get hit by an electric move, you get a health boost or whatever. It restores health, which probably makes this amazing in like two-on-two fights with another electric Pokemon. And then probably the more interesting one, the hidden ability is Competitive, which gives it a +2 special attack, which is what you want if anyone ever tries to lower your stats. So honestly, like, take it into raids where things are constantly trying to lower your stats.
Or like something that's going to use an Intimidate on you.
Oh yeah.
Thanks for the minus attack and the +2.
You're immediately starting off with a +2 on your 105 special attack and 125 speed.
You know what wind power reminds me of? There's an ability that Lucario would have. Like, I can't remember if it's called like Steadfast or Justified or something, where if he's hit by a dark move, he gets like +2 to his attack or a special attack or something. But yeah, it's weirdly specific. And you're like, it makes you think, why would anyone try to hit Lucario with a dark move?
I think it's Justified. And I want to say some of the, what is it, those fourth gen, are they? They're not deer. What the fuck are they? Like Virizion. And,
oh, the Gen 5 or the Sword Trio?
Yeah, I think those guys all have Justified too. Mm. Like Terrakion and all that. At any rate, so yeah, I love this thing as just a speedy special attacker. This stat line is very similar to Alakazam. Mm. The only difference is that Alakazam has even less bulk for a slightly higher special attack. They both have 125 speed. Like, when I looked at this, I was like, wait a minute, this looks a lot like an Alakazam.
This looks familiar.
Yeah, and maybe like the equivalent of like a very fast Miss Magius. But yeah, so great type combination here. You've got two weaknesses, ice and rock. An early game, you're not going to encounter a lot of ice types to begin with. And rock types, you just kind of got to avoid them. Like,
and even then, like, even the rocks, like, what's his name? The little salt rock thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't really learn a lot of rock moves. Like, I use mine mostly for Earthquake and Hammer Arm. So, I mean,
yeah,
even the rocks are very, who cares?
Yeah, again, you're just not going to be particularly good against them either. Like,
they don't show up often.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think the disadvantage is a lot of things can learn things like Rock Slide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of stuff knows, like, some kind of ground move.
Mm. Yeah.
And my team, that came abundantly clear that I built my team without taking ground in consideration. Because five of my six guys are weak to ground.
Oh, no.
And, like, everybody's got fucking, like, earth power. I'm like, God damn it. Like,
yeah. So I find that this thing is just handles a lot of different stuff out there very well. Again, especially early on when you look at being good against fighting types, bug types, water types, just a lot of really common shit. This thing is just going to take care of very, very easily.
I mean, especially with electric attacks, something like an Electro Ball, that, like, the only thing you're not going to use it against is a ground type, because nothing else is going to resist electric.
Yeah. It's a limited move pool, but you got everything that you would really want with it. Electro Ball, you got Volt Switch if you want to just get the fuck out of there. You got Air Slash, Air Cutter, and Hurricane, and Roost for some heal. This doesn't, kind of like your Grafaia, this doesn't seem like the sort of thing that's going to tank a fight often. Yeah, you either kind of have control of the fight or you don't.
Yeah, well, those kind of Pokemon, you don't really run Roost. If they're hitting you for over half your HP, you're not going to Roost, because then you're going to lose it right back immediately. So it's like, why am I...
Unless you were, for some reason, using Roost as a way to ditch your flying type for a turn. Like, if you know a rock move is coming, if you just use Roost once to not take as much damage from it for some reason.
That's why we keep John around, all those big brain thoughts of his.
No, there's a way to use this. There's a reason this has Roost, and I don't think it's to restore HP.
Wait, don't you give it heavy boots?
What if you just, a hit?
What if you just have it holding heavy boots?
Or a lagging tail.
Yeah. One last thought is that it doesn't even look like a Pokemon. It looks like a bird. This thing just looks like a fucking bird. A really big one, but a bird.
The second I saw this thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, let's do a team with Talonflame and Kilowattrel.
End of list. That's the team.
Not Gulpin. What do you call it?
Pelipper. Pelipper's in this game. So here's your water flying.
Staraptor.
Yeah, Staraptor.
Staraptor's in here, yeah.
Maybe you get a flying normal there.
You can do Tropius.
Noivern.
Oh, Noivern is in this, yeah. So look at this, all flying team.
We're just naming Pokemon at this point, though.
Yeah. So yeah. If you want to just do an all bird team, you go with those four that you said, and then you also do the ostrich, whose name is escaping me, and then you do the ice cube, the penguin. Like ostrich.
Yeah. There's also the bombardier and the flamingo thing.
Flamingo.
Yeah, flamingo.
I keep on forgetting about bombardier. I've not really used it.
I mean, it's a flying dark. It's weird.
That's an interesting type combo, though.
It is.
I can't think of another one offhand.
Flying Dark?
Yeah.
Yveltal, the legendary?
Yeah, the legendary.
I'm going to skip you, John. Are you getting ready to go?
Yeah, would you have in mind?
I'm going to skip you because my next one actually goes with Kilowattrel.
Okay.
With a combo that I was originally going to, early in the game, I was going to use Kilowattrel and Bramblegast.
Okay.
Because Bramblegast has a ability called Windrider. So, those who don't know, Bramblegast is a grass ghost that evolves via...
Quite a few of those now.
Walking with you via...
The Let's Go feature.
Feet. Yeah. Come out with the Let's Go feature, move 1,000 steps, evolve, and boom, you got Bramblegast, which is a big tumbleweed.
Yeah, I sent you guys a link of a way to sort of cheese the walking.
It doesn't take long. It takes 5 minutes. Who cares?
If you go to the...
Sherlock.
Your dog.
You okay, Sherlock?
He's fucking making a nest over there.
There's a town that's on the west side of the map that's got, like, blue tile. It's where I think the auction shop is. I found that if you just go there and walk around 3 times,
okay,
that was enough steps to hatch all of them. Just make 3 complete things there. I evolved the 2 that I needed to still evolve at that method there in, like, 5 minutes.
It does not take long. I did.
But your strat of just, like...
You stand on the roof or something and let it run around on its own.
That's a great idea.
Well, I did that one morning, making the girl some lunch boxes for school. Like, okay, you just walk there for a few minutes. Nice. And that was that.
Well, Bramblegast is the grass ghost, but it has an ability called Windrider, which boosts the Pokemon's attack stat if its Tailwind takes effect or if the Pokemon is hit by a wind move.
Mm.
And it takes no damage from wind moves. So... Early in the run, I was going to do Kilowattrel with... Is that how to say it? I don't know.
Yeah, Kilowattrel. Close enough.
Whatever. And Bramblegast, set up Tailwind, Volt Switch out, throw out my Bramblegast. I gave him a loaded dice with Bullet Seed. So Tailwind will actually, before he makes his first move, will buff his attack 2 stages.
Nice.
So he gets the double buff on that, and then just goes with the Bullet Seed. But he is 480 base stats with the focus 115 attack and 90 speed. Everything else is pretty lackluster. His HP is 55.
Seems to be a common theme so far is something with one big attack and big speed.
Yeah. We got a lot of that going on right now. And it also seems kind of like a lot of this is attack heavy, I've noticed. A lot of the new Pokemon really want to use the attack stat. Yeah, they just want to go physical on that. He's got an okay moveset. He doesn't really pick up anything great until 35, where he picks up Phantom Force. Before that, it's very lackluster stuff and, like, special-oriented. And then he ends with Power Whip at 55. So, I mean, those are going to be your 2 big hits. But for a while, he's just rough to use because he just learns crap.
Curse and Pain Split is kind of a funny combo.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as a ghost... Grass type, you're weak to flying, ghost, fire, ice, and dark. Immune to normal and fighting. You resist ground, water, grass, and electric. So you get like 5 weaknesses and 6 resistances and immunities. That's not bad.
Yeah. He's okay. I would like to do a run with that combo. I always want to do runs with combos and stuff like that, but I always end up like my guys just have 4 attacks of different types and just... smack him in the face like
that. Well, something that we didn't really talk about when we talked about the game overall is that a lot of the fights, especially like early and mid game, just against the rando trainers that you run into, is like one or two Pokemon. So it doesn't give you a whole lot of opportunity to mess around things like setups.
Yeah.
And pivoting into Pokemon to sort of try to make a strategic swap. It'd be kind of nice if they had more of those like trainer battles that were, you know, more often and had more Pokemon to them. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Tinkaton. Reverse card. Now I'm back over to me. Tinkaton. Yep. Okay. Is the hammer Pokemon. Female only.
I love Tinkaton.
I love Tinkaton too. Has been on my team since I first encountered one. I'm looking for the Pokedex entry. Here we go. This intelligent Pokemon has a very daring disposition. It knocks rocks into the sky with its hammer, aiming for flying Corviknight. So it's just a big old troll.
Yeah.
What did Corviknight do to you, you malicious little bitch?
See, that's what's the Violet entry?
Stand by. This hammer tops 220 pounds, yet it gets swung around easily by Tinkaton and steals whatever it pleases and carries its plunder back to its home.
So it's murdering Corviknight.
It's hitting rocks at Corviknight, as a child would throw rocks at moving cars. And yeah, it's just swinging its hammer around and plundering and probably looting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this thing
so
is
my great. Mental image is it's murdering Corviknight, and since it's a steel tank, taking its steel dead corpse back to his home to make a hammer.
To make some new hammers, sure. Yeah. That makes sense. It is a fairy steel type, as we mentioned, I think, just a second ago.
Which is such a good combo.
That will give you a weakness to two things, ground and fire. That's what you're worried about. You're immune to poison, you're immune to dragon, you resist normal...
9 resist total. It's kind of wild.
Normal, flying, rock, bug, which is quarter effective, grass, psychic, ice, dark, and fairy. The only things that damage this normally are fighting, ghost, steel, water, electric. There are five things that just do normal damage to it.
Yeah, that is a pretty crazy type combo.
Yeah, that's very, very difficult to work around. Stat distribution, total of 506. Again, we're dealing with something with a lot of speed at 94. Its physical attack is its better of the attack stats, but only by 5 points. You're looking at a 75-70 split with the physical attack and special attack. I mean, I think this thing is more of a physical attacker, especially with moves like Gigaton Hammer, which is a steel move, 160 physical power, 100% accurate.
Not to mention Ice Hammer.
Ice Hammer.
It's a Steel Beam and Ice Hammer. So it has all these haymaker attacks.
Why does he learn those?
Holy cow. I think Ice Hammer is a TM?
They're breed moves. Some of these might be breed moves.
Oh, okay.
By the way, do you know how you do breed moves?
In a picnic?
Just in a picnic. Find a Pokemon that has the move that is a breed move on your Pokemon that doesn't have it, put them both in a picnic together, close out, it will now be a remembered move. That's it.
Oh.
That is it. You don't have to do any breeding.
You don't have to actually do an egg or anything.
No, so they don't have to bang.
No, not at all.
They don't do that. That's not where eggs come from.
At this point, it's put strictly for sport.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, yeah, like you were saying, it does learn some special moves, but it's physical moves. I'm also running with Skitter Smack, which is a funny like coverage move because it's bug type. Play Rough for the fairy type physical stab. And the last one I have is a Brutal Swing, which I'll probably end up switching out for something else because it's his weakest move. It's a dark type physical with 60 power.
I swapped that for Foul Play.
That's not bad.
So I have the same moveset except I have Foul Play.
Mm-hmm. I just learned some special moves like Flash Cannon or Draining Kiss. And with TMs, you can do things like you were saying, Foul Play, Brick Break, Rock Slide. You can Swords Dance this thing.
I mean, teaching him Zap Cannon...
Steel Beam.
I really think
not Zap Cannon. What's the steel one? Is that
you can do a special build with this thing if you want.
Well, what's Steel Beam?
Steel Beam is a special steel move, 140 power.
Because mm-hmm. I mean, Geek to the Hammer, you can't use it on the next turn.
Yeah, that's the only downside.
You gotta give it a pause.
You can't do it back to back.
It may be beneficial to give him two steel moves. For those type alignments. So if Gigaton Hammer doesn't take it out, you still have another seal move to finish him off. So you don't have to, like, smack them with a fairy move or something like that.
I mean, I guess.
I think, I mean, again, I still think it's kind of a... That 75 attack is really not that great.
No, it doesn't hit hard.
It is fortunate to have these big ones. I actually really do think that you want to run, because it is so tanky. It's just so hard to bring this thing down with big stats outside of its attack. You just swords dance it. Burn a turn, swords dancing, you know, just fucking get it over with. But then from that point on, you know, with all of these just huge attacks, it'll really pay off. It's almost like, I mean, it's not exactly like it, but it's almost like a Azumarill, which has that huge power thing. It's like 50 attack, it's just like, what? But then the power doubles it. I think it's, if you can take advantage of getting some kind of extra boost out of its attack, this thing will be unstoppable. And I was really surprised at how fast this thing was.
Yeah. I mean, Swords Dance might be the way to go. Its special defense is 105. Physical defense is down at 77, so not great. I'm actually running mine with an Assault Vest, which now looking at this, I'll probably switch out, because that gives you a buff to your special defense, but it's not where it needs it. And that will prevent you from using something like a Swords Dance. Yeah. So maybe that's the right way to go with this thing. But yeah, I like this thing. Big thumbs up.
Very cool.
Ryan, tap in.
Over to me. I've got the Paldean Tauros.
Nice.
Which is kind of wild to think about it, because, right, this is a first-gen Pokemon, and they haven't done anything with this thing. No. It's been fucking 20 years, and they're just now revisiting Tauros.
And they don't even give them, like, a preform or an evolution. They give them just a new variant.
Well, three variants.
I haven't seen any of the other two. I didn't even know they existed.
They're in very specific locations. I have them written down here. So with the three types, there's just the normal fighting type. They're jet black now, but there's the normal fighting type, which is called the combat breed. You have a fighting fire, which is the blaze breed.
Mm-hmm.
And you have fighting water, which is the aqua breed.
Very clever.
So you've got intimidate, anger point, which maxes your attack stat if you get critted, very situational, and a new move called Chud Chew, which consumes a berry twice on consecutive turns.
Okay.
So I haven't even really the implications of what you're supposed to do with that. Even if it's just a citrus berry, I guess it's nice to have two heals.
I mean, there are back-to-back. A lot of berries in this game. They add a lot of new ones too. I haven't even looked closely at them.
So I think
because you can't grow them, so they're largely ignorable. Mm-hmm. Let me grow the berries.
You're not better.
I think I said that you could buy them from a shop last week or last time we talked, and that is not true. That was a falsitude on my part. I'm sorry. They are
great. There goes all of our reputation.
I've been wandering around all of Paldea. Where's the berry store?
I found that that generally certain parts of the maps will have high concentrations of berries, and then you just kind of got to run around and grab them all.
Hmm.
Like very specific locations.
I think that spot that you were grinding Chansey's above the lake with the dragon, tie-in.
Okay.
I think that has a pretty good berry concentration. Hmm. But also, you'll find different kinds of berries in certain spots.
Yeah, there have been just a crazy variety of them. Again, there's probably a lot you can do with that. I just, again, haven't really sat down and put pen to paper or, you know, brought out the big board and started charting things out.
You're too busy looking at sandwich recipes and picnics.
Pretty much. This game is entirely
about sandwiches. The second I saw picnics, I'm like, this is what Ryan's going to be doing forever.
Yep, you know it. Okay, so
eating a sandwich, washing Pokemon Bay.
So they did switch around his base stats for the Paldean.
I was just about to get to that. Yes. So 490 combined stats. They tweaked them a little bit. 75 HP, 110 attack, 105 defense,
which is also a plus.
30 special attack.
So they lowered that.
Special defense is 70. Speed's 100.
They also lowered the speed. So they moved a couple of things around by like 10 points.
Yeah.
Here and there.
So the water and fire variants, the water one is found in West Providence Area 2. And they're not that distinguishably different from the normal ones. You'll just notice some blue or red highlights depending upon where you are.
Also, the main's a little different in shape and stuff.
Yeah. The other one is located in Providence Area 2. And then the fire one is in is east of Port Meridino. Meridina.
You can get both of these in each version, or are they version exclusive? The different forms.
Don't know. I haven't bothered to try to track down the water one. Okay. I know I have the fire one because I got it when I was trying to. I successfully farmed a shiny Cyclizar.
Nice.
Oh, that's fun.
That same place that all of those Cyclizar just spawn through like crazy. You can find one there, and also it's the fire type, it's the only fire type in that area, so you could probably just make a fire sandwich a fire encounter sandwich, and then they would probably show up a lot faster.
Not fire sandwich.
No, it's two breads with fire in between the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's fast. It's got very physically bulky, which is good. I mean, it doesn't really have amazing HP or special defense, but you know, whatever. Adding all of these different types don't really help. The water and fire variants each have 4 and 5 weaknesses. Even the fighting one itself adds on weaknesses that your regular Tauros never had to worry about. You know, it has Raging Bull, which is a new move, which ignores Light Screen and Reflect. You got Flare Blitz, Wave Crash. Although, it seems like they're trying to do this thing where you're doing moves that do recoil damage, but I don't see how you're going to avoid taking all of that recoil damage just within the build itself.
Well, that's where you get the berries.
Yeah, you throw a couple of those citrus berries and just eat it, yeah. So I like the designs, actually. These designs are fantastic. They make Tauros look so menacing. There are unique touches based on the fire and water type as well that just make it look very cool. And I get, as I close this thought here, I think it's hard to say this, but is this actually an improvement? Would you right now rather just be running a Gen 1 normal Sheer Force Body Slam Tauros? I would, yes. With Body Slam, Zen Headbutt, just fucking wrecking people. Like, now, and I played with one for a bit, and I just kind of kept constantly in my mind worrying about types and like, oh, what's it going to do to me? Am I going to like this? I just remember with my old school Tauros back in like Gen 1, the thing wrecks. The thing's just a fucking cannonball. And in this one, it's, they could have done more. They could have done more to make this, I like the idea.
Or maybe they should have done less.
I'm glad that
Tauros is better. Less than a pure normal.
I typeless. But yeah, I mean, I think people forget just what a powerhouse this thing was in early generations of the game. Tauros was a menace back then. And it's just sort of like with each increment of the game, they never did much to improve him. And now, you know, here we are 20 years later. And they've got all these new different types. But, I mean, it's cool. And I love the design. It really is a cool design.
Yeah.
But they could have, I feel like they could have done more.
Wes, you want to tap in, or you want to get back to the original order?
We can go original order.
Okay. I'm going to go again. I got Palafin, fellas, who is a pure water type.
Oh, you did pick Palafin. I didn't know we were talking about Palafin here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We had two different Pokedex entries. The first one is, this Pokemon changes its appearance if it hears its allies calling for help. Palafin will never show anybody its moment of transformation. It does it all in secret. This Pokemon has one ability. There is no hidden ability. It is 0 to 0. And that's where you get the other Pokedex entry. This Pokemon's ancient genes have awakened, so now it is extraordinarily strong, and it can easily lift a cruise ship with one fin.
So much like Superman, it just found the nearest phone booth.
Exactly. So this thing...
You beat me to the phone booth joke. Oh!
When you switch this Pokemon out, it will switch from its normal form, its Palafin form, into its hero form. And along with putting on a cape and standing up on its flippers as if it's feet, it has a drastic change to its base stats. So... In its regular form, it has a pedestrian combined 457, big HP at 100, but attack and defense are 70 and 72, special attack, special defense 53 and 62, and 100 speed. Oh. So it's a lot of it's loading to speed.
Basically useless.
And this thing evolves in such a strange way. So having to get its first form up to level 38 is a big pain in the butt. Except, of course, we have experience share. It is nearly unusable in battle in its first form. Once you get it to its second form, it's not that much better. But what you have to do in order to evolve it is you have to be like in a union room playing with someone else and just level it up there after level 38. So it's kind of a late evolution. But once you are able to pivot out and get into that hero form, it takes you from a 457 base stats up to a 650.
Oh,
which is better than a legendary.
That's disgusting. I didn't know it was that high.
HP and speed stay at 100, Its attack goes up to a base 160.
Yeah, that's wild.
Special attack up at 106, but of course you're going to be spending, you should be loading this thing up with physical attack. Defense goes up to 97, special defense up to 87, so its defenses get respectable. I think the biggest advantage this thing has is it has a move when it evolves called Flip Turn, which is just a water type U-turn. Yeah. I think it's not quite as strong, it's just base 60 physical.
I mean, who gives a shit?
Right, but
it could be zero damage and it's accomplished.
Yeah, it's one function is like, okay, yeah. Now it's time to flip out to something else. You can use water typing to bait something out and flip out, and then when you introduce it back into battle, it's in its hero form. Right now, like it's got moves like, you know, Hydro Pump, Focus Punch, Wave Crash. So
yeah.
Acrobatics for some type coverage. Right now I have it running with punching moves. It has a move called Jet Punch, which is a water physical 60 power. And I also have Drain Punch on it, as well as Acrobatics for type coverage. I do need to do some work on its move set because it doesn't really have right now, on the one that I'm using, have a move over like 70 or 80 power. So I do need to do some adjusting there to really take advantage of that base strength.
That's not so bad though.
But yeah.
It's got 160 attack. It's,
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, even like with something like a Drain Punch and a Jet Punch, you're still doing quite a bit.
Here's the thing though. His Grafaii with Prankster and any kind of sleeping or paralysis move could totally derail the entire plan with this guy.
It's true. It's not perfect. So there's always ways around these sort of things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's sort of the opposite of what they have done with other Pokemon, like Wishiwashi and Slaking, you know, where they start with these just like absurd stats. Mm. Or like even it was Archeops. There was one of the fossil Pokemon.
Yeah, with the Defeatist ability.
Yeah, where normally it's like it starts off crazy strong, and then at a point it becomes, you know, much weaker, and this one just starts weak. And really, you're just... I think it kind of depends on how big the fight is. This is not the kind of Pokemon you would ever want to do just to walk around, beat up the nearest thing with it.
Right.
Even with its amazing thing, it's like, that's just too much unneeded switching in and out to accomplish that. But yeah, like especially if it's like a large party, if it's a 6-on-6, this thing is, I'm sure, being banned right now from tournament play.
Well, there's a few things right now that are being banned or restricted from tournament play, but neither here nor there. It's one of the most fun things that I'm doing with my team are those pivot moves, like with Palafin, and I got like U-turn and to mess around with Volt Switch. There's a lot of moves that just keep things moving around. You can bait out different types of moves and just swap it to something else.
Mm-hmm. Also, you can't use it in raids.
Can't use what?
Can't use it in raids. I mean, you can, use it, but why would you?
Yeah, right, if you want to make everybody bat at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get its hero form in a raid. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate, but still fun.
And you were saying earlier, like, it is kind of sad that there aren't more long-winded trainer fights, especially since they made the trainer fights completely optional.
Mm.
There's no like line of sight anyone starting a fight with you. You sort of walk around and find them, and if you want to fight them, you do. I don't know why every single one of them doesn't come with a team of 4 or 5 Pokemon, since it's purely optional to engage in these trainer fights.
Right. And as far as I've been able to tell, there's not like a way to re-challenge like trainers that are walking around, or they're just kind of stationary out in the wilderness, not going anywhere. How do you get food? Anyway.
Remember the phone system in Silver?
Yeah, you can refight the gym battles once.
We've done the main plot of the thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, the game has established that sometimes humans aren't actual humans.
Hmm.
Right?
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Actually, you haven't done it yet, and your version is different than mine, so it may not be that.
Okay.
Oh, was that like some of the reveal in the Area Zero?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll get there.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
So maybe these people are...
Not people?
Yeah. Lizard people. Reptilians.
Crab people. Perfect, yeah. Wes, tap in.
Oh, yeah. Ryan, you're going to tap in with me. We're going to do Cerulege.
Nice.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, Fire Ghost type is one of the two possibility evolutions from Charcadet, which is like everywhere in the early game. I just kept running into them.
They don't spawn in mass enough, though. You will find them spotted all over, because I've been wanting to hunt for a shiny one, and there's very hard to find a good concentration.
I've only ever seen 3 or 4. Interesting.
I see them quite a bit. Okay. I mean, they're not really that...
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying...
I feel like you are.
I mean, if you look at the Pokedex and go bring it up, like, two-thirds of the map will be an area in which it can spawn. Mm-hmm. And they are really all over the place. But, you know, they're also very tiny. They don't really stick out.
Yeah. But they have a unique evolution where for their version exclusives, this is an Amarouge, but the way you get this is by beating the tar out of a whole bunch of Sinisties and getting the Sinisty chips or whatever from fighting them.
The loot that you get from fighting other Pokemon.
Which didn't take that long. I was worried because my coworker of mine was like, yeah, Sinisties are kind of a rare spawn, so it's going to take you a while. I'm like, really? 10 minutes, and I got 30 pieces for all three of us for ours.
So they should spawn around ruins. I mean, because for the version I have, it is Armorouge. We'll talk about that later, but it's Bronzors, and Bronzors are all over the ruins.
Bronzors are all over the ruins. Sinisties are in two locations, one down by the Psychic Gym, the bottom left of the map, and the other right outside, directly right at the entrance of Zappa, whatever, where you get the item.
Mm-hmm.
They just spawn right there. So all I did was keep going in and out of that town. I just kind of made a big circle and just threw him out, not even initiating fights with him, just threw him out to just run up and kill him and keep going, like auto attacks him.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't take long at all because they just spawned here and there, sometimes three at a time, just kind of stretched out in a little area. Does not take long.
Yeah.
But that's how you get the different kind of armor, which is version exclusive. Mine is the Malicious armor, and then yours, I forget what it's called, but who cares?
Yeah. And while we're on the topic of Sinisty, on the west coast, that town that has the auction house, chipped pots will come up there.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Which is the rarer one of the like 99 times out of 100, it's cracked pot, which makes the imperfect Sinisty evolution. But they'll sell you a chip pot. Just bring like 20 grand in case someone tries to outbid you.
Huh.
But fun fact, just say
chump change. 20 grand, that's it?
That ain't nothing. That's one big nugget.
Yeah.
I love this thing though. Oh my god.
Yeah. A null set of armor steeped in grudges caused this Pokemon's evolution. Surreal Edge cuts its enemies to pieces without mercy. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Nice little entry.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fire Ghost, he's got a lot going on with them. Pretty much you just want to teach this guy Shadow Claw and that'll be your only ghost move.
My build is Bitter Blade, which is only does 50 damage, but it leeches back.
Bitter Blade does 90.
Does it do 90 damage?
It's 90 damage.
Well, that's a lot of damage. Bitter Blade, Shadow Claw. I run Will-O-Wisp in case anything is just a physical attack, or it's sometimes good to just Will-O-Wisp a thing. And Swords Dance. Once you get those Sword Dances up, this thing is just unbelievable how much damage this thing can output and how much it's going to leech back. Yeah,
I'm switching to your set because my Surreal Edge, I'm actually having a rough time with him. Just a lot of fights, he just ends up getting one shot, and like, just I have no idea why this thing has earth power. Just I keep running into fucking earth power.
Yeah,
it's the bane of my existence. I'm like, you fuckers. Like,
also, admittedly, like, I use this mostly for raids.
Yeah,
I find that I can solo 5-star raids pretty consistently with this guy. Again, just from getting up those sword dances and then using Bitter Blade to leech back health, I've literally done fights against disadvantaged, like, Terra-type Pokemon. I've done this against Rock-type Pokemon and still handily won.
Yeah. I got the same build as you, except instead of Swords Dance, I got Psycho Cut, which...
I would recommend just...
Yeah, I'm switching to Swords Dance.
Yeah, run the Swords Dance.
Psycho Cut, I used it once. I'm like, you're doing nothing. You're pointless to me.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Again, good for, like, type coverage if you were just out wandering around. This isn't sort of the sort of Pokemon you want to just be like, you know... This isn't your everyday beater car. This is the Ferrari you keep in the garage. Take out only for the nicest of occasions. You know?
75 HP, 125 attack, 80 defense, 60 special attack, 100 special defense, and 85 speed.
Yeah, that is it's hard. Huge physical attack.
Pretty good defenses.
Sorry.
He's kind of fast. Yeah, he's a good guy. That Bitter Blade is really nice. That's a pretty cool move.
Yeah, there are literally fights where I'll be in 5-star raids where... they'll have a super effective hit. As long as I'm left with 10 to 15% of my health and I hit them with a Bitter Blade that's been charged up by even like one sword stance, I'm getting my entire health bar refilled. It just does so much damage. I've seen a few like kind of preliminary tier lists of what people say are good in raids. This isn't even like the toppest tier. There's still a 3 or 4 Pokemon that seem to be considered better for raid fights, but this is still super top tier one. Like it's fantastic. And again, at only 525 combined stats, this is not like a legendary or anything.
No.
The other ones it's at the
respectable.
Top, yeah, like this is, you know, again, it's above average for sure. 525 combined stats is pretty good.
I think
that's like a starter stats.
The fact that you have a stab move that leeches health back with so much base power is a big advantage. Like when you compare that to Armor Rogue, for example, the other half of that, it does not have a move that's going to leech any health back. It's definitely more of a special attacker because you got the 60 base physical, 125 base special attack. So big special attack, same total base stats at 525. But you're looking at moves like a flamethrower, expanding force, armor cannon, which is a really big fire special move, but it's also going to lower your defensive stats when you use it. You could still do like a will-o-wisp strategy like you were doing with Cerule Edge. But, you know, it just doesn't have the same sort of sustainability in a fight to leech all that health back.
Yeah, I think Armor Cannon has something to do with psychic terrain. I think there's a double multiplier.
Expanding force.
Expanding force.
Yeah.
If you put up the psychic terrain,
it's doing like 1.5 times damage, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know that that's supposed to be... again, people say Armor Edge is very good.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
It has a big
dunk.
I was having better luck with Armor Rouge than I was Cerule Edge, but I switched to Cerule Edge in prep for this podcast so I can use it a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I just stuck with Armor Rouge. I for some reason, I just enjoy him better. I think Bitter Blade is really good, but my whole team is just physical oriented. There's a lot of physical focused Pokemon in this.
Yeah.
And Armor Rouge being a psychic with the fire, it covered so many things and just got shit done. So my recommendation is using Armor Rouge. But
again, yeah, I think it's totally situational. I think if I were just doing a playthrough or I was going around and getting into fights, Armor Rouge is definitely the one you want in that kind of environment. But probably if you were going into doing like a raids or something, you probably would want to take the Cerule Edge out for a spin. But yeah.
They're both good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Who else has got another one?
Actually, I have two left.
Cool. You got any more left, Wes?
I have one.
Okay.
You have one? Okay.
Trade back and forth. Ryan,
do you not
first.
Have any?
No, I just talked about Armor Rouge.
Yeah.
Just kind of get it out of the way because we were already breaking down.
Yeah.
Cerule
Edge. So I got Palmot. Which is an electric fighting type.
Yeah.
Volt Absorb is an ability, Natural Cure, and then Iron Fist as well. It's kind of cute to see that Iron Fist is optional there as a hidden ability. Another Pokemon. All three of my Pokemon have had 490 combined stats, so this one has 490. 70 HP, 120 or 115 attack, 70 defense, 70 special attack, 60 special defense, and 105 speed. So pretty fast. Yeah. Big hit, but
once again,
not that tanky.
Yeah, once again, big attack, big speed.
Yeah, so this is a 3-stage or Pokemon. It starts as Palmy and then Palmo. And then Palmot is your last one, and you're already talking about that. It's a Let's Go feature evolution, so you just got to walk around with it. I know this was one that I picked up very early and just stuck with it on my team.
Same.
So it just sort of naturally evolved on its own. I didn't even realize that I had accomplished the step feature. It just evolved at a level that seemed appropriate for it to evolve, so that was nice.
And you do get a lot of utility early on, just something like a Nuzzle, if you're going around just catching things.
Yeah. It's only got 3 weaknesses, which is Ground, Psychic, and Fairy. Wes, the Ground type, just can't avoid it. So, Iron Fist. I really do normally like Iron Fist. I think that two of the best moves that you can get with Iron Fist are Drain Punch and Power Up Punch. And Power Up Punch doesn't exist in this game, and this Pokemon does not get Drain Punch.
Yeah, I think that Power Punch got discontinued in Sword Shield.
Yeah.
But it can't learn the Thunder, Ice, and Fire Punch.
Yes, there's Fire, Ice, Thunder Punch, and you can also breed onto it Mach Punch. Like, why? Who cares? You have 105 speed. You're
right.
Probably okay.
But there is the Punching Gloves item in this game.
Oh, I forgot to mention. Yeah, that's what I put on Palafin.
Yeah.
With his punches that he has.
Oh, that's fun.
A really cool thing is the Revival Blessing is its signature move. I think maybe one other Pokemon has it, but I know it for sure has it. And it's a free in-battle revive, which brings into question as to whether or not this thing is even permissible in a Nuzlocke.
Right.
Like, the fact that it can just instantly heal or revive from the dead.
Yeah, I think that depends on, you know, people's personal rules when they're playing a Nuzlocke. The fact that it has one power point, I think some people might, like, make it permissible.
Yeah.
In their own personal rules, just because, like, you can do it a time before you revisit a Pokemon Center.
Oh, yeah.
And or do a picnic.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's oftentimes you'll lose three or four because something steamrolls your team. Mm-hmm. It's not like you just... It's, like, probably nice if you, like, oopsie-doopsie or something crits you and you really weren't thinking about it, then, you know, maybe use it. Oh, I digress. I think you'd probably want to run something like Thunder Punch. You actually probably do want to run Crunch just because you got to get rid of some of these weaknesses. So that takes out your Psychics. You know, you have Ice Punch, which should be good against ground. And then you can use any one of these, I think, either Nuzzle, Bulk Up, or, again, that Revival Blessing. Just depends on what you're doing. If you're just walking around, who gives a shit if something's KO'd? Just throw a Revive on it. I don't necessarily need to run a move slot to do that. I could just heal out of battle. And again, Nuzzle is just nice because it's a guaranteed way to paralyze something instead of relying on the 15% chance or whatever it is that a Thunder Punch is going to pull off.
Yeah. I mean, also it gets that move Double Shock, which is an interesting one. There's a lot of different ways you can play this thing, because Double Shock is a 100% accurate, 120 power physical electric move that then removes the electric type for the duration of the battle. So then you just become strictly a fighting type. So if you're really worried about those ground moves, you can...
Fucking earth power.
You can go ahead and ditch that electric type.
Yeah. Again, Ice Punch it.
Yeah.
105 speed and 115. I bet you that takes care of a lot of ground types right there.
Yeah.
It's really good for the early game, useful for catching, and all around it's okay. I think the design is cute enough. It's original enough. I don't know. We have so many fucking electric rodents that this is yet another one.
Mm. It even has, like, the cheek circles.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Pikachu. Like, dear God, I saw this thing. I was like, God damn it. I just ran right by it.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's fine. I think if it were me, I would rather run the Wattrel over this, or Kilowattrel. But, you know, pick your...
Yeah, I messed around with both of them. I ended up with this thing. Pretty much for, like, the fighting type, and also the utility of just nuzzling and catching just ended up being a more useful thing for all of my compulsive collecting.
It was on your final team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Did he still hold his own and everything?
Yeah, it did all right. I mean, doing a fight against the Elite Four and the champion fights, I was decently over-leveled. So
yeah.
How would it have done in a more, like, scaled matchup? I don't know. But I mean, still also kind of another, like you were saying, Wes, another physical attacker.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I think 9 times out of 10, the electric type, you're better off with a special attacker. You get a little bit more utility out of, like, the really powerful electric moves. But, you know, I think this thing does all right.
So, we've been talking a lot about fast guys with low defense and high attacks.
Yep.
Let's switch it up a little bit. So, my other favorite Pokemon of this generation, other than Grafaia, is Bellybolt.
Yeah, keep it with the electric types.
Love Belly Bolt. Oh my god, do I love this thing. He has carried me through multiple fights. And yeah, just straight electric. Evolves through a Thunderstone from this weird little light bulb with a tail, like a tadpole. There it is. God.
Very difficult to see on a map, and very easy to mistake for a shiny object.
That yes. Sure. I ran into that a lot. But, man, what appears to be eyeballs are actually organs for discharging the electricity generated by Bellybolt's belly button dynamo. So it's hilarious when you see this thing. It's got these two big old eyeballs on the side of his head, but it's the two little dots that look like nose holes that's his actual eyes.
And it does have a unique ability, the Electromorphosis.
Oh, it's so good. Electromorphosis, the Pokemon becomes charged when it takes damage, boosting the power of the next electric type move the Pokemon uses. And that's what mine was running, and it is so fucking helpful. Mm. It's so good. I mean, he got Static and Damp as the other two options, Damp being the hidden. You want the Electromorphosis.
Yeah.
It's so good. Because it auto pops. You don't have to run charge on this thing, and it just wastes a turn. It's so good. Mine, and he learns, like, mine's got Mudshot, just because I haven't found anything really better to run than it. It's got Mudshot, Thunderbolt, Slack Off, and Chilling Water. I taught it for oh, now. Nice. Mudshot and Chilling Water I would like to replace. But he's got some pretty good diversity there.
There is an egg move for Parabolic Charge. Oh, that'd be a good one. 65 damage leech move.
Yeah. That'd be really, really good. Yeah, it's a special move, too. So that's going to take advantage of your big special attack.
Yeah.
I wrote that one down. Soak. That's fun.
But yeah, like you're saying, Chilling Water is a really good move, too.
And, well, Chilling Water, what was the thing with that one? Because that's a new one, right?
Yeah, that's a new move.
Lowers
50 base power, special move.
Lowers the target's attack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have anything better to teach him.
I mean, like for a stab move, or really, no, this is just still pure electric, isn't it?
Yeah, pure electric. That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of cool little things in screen combo if you want to run him up for defenses, because his stats are 495 with 109 HP, 64 attack, 91 defense, 103 special attack, 83 special defense, and 45 speed.
Ooh, it's slow.
So the dude is tanky with high attack. Well, high special attack.
Yeah, high special.
Well, you also and then he's getting electromorphosis and getting charged.
I was going to say, that's kind of why you want it to be a little slower, is so that it triggers the ability.
Yeah, it's so good. This guy has saved me from fights. Or I'll just throw him out and he just gets a lot of shit done. He's a big goofball. Big, derpy looking guy. Oh, I love this guy. He's so good.
But I think Ryan's right. I think you go Parabolic Charge on this thing.
Takes care of your grounds.
Yeah, Parabolic Charge so you can get some HP back. Mm-hmm. And maybe Chilling Water stays on there, or maybe you go with a Muddy Water through breeding. But you know what else? And hear me out. Rest.
Oh, I gave him Slack Off.
There you go.
He learned Slack Off on his own. Slacks off restoring its own HP by up to half its max HP.
Yeah.
So rest is handy, but you have to like do the barrier, use a awakening, sure. You have to do that kind of shit.
Sure, yeah, if you allow yourself to use items in battle.
But he's so tanky that when he hits half HP,
like a casual,
you're fine just burning a slag off.
Ah. But yeah, cool.
Really, couldn't you just give it an energy root? Boosts. Draining moves. You just go all in on the idea that
he's going to... These draining moves. Bitter Blade has turned you into something.
Oh, no, like, being able to just sustain in battle is just so much fun.
Yeah.
It's being able to, like, okay, here's the guy. I mean,
yeah, with the Electromorphosis, the Parabolic Charge is a lot of fun. It's going to hit hard and kill you a lot.
Yeah.
But, or you could just run Thunderbolt and just one-shot the thing. I mean...
Hey, why not both?
Why not both?
Ryan, you got one last one?
Yeah, one cool. More to go, and it's Gargonkle. This,
Gargonical?
Or Gargonical. Did I not?
That's how I say it. Gargonical.
Have I spelled
Isn't it? Isn't that the villain in the Smurfs?
No, that's Gargamel.
Yeah, that's Gargamel.
Oh, you gotta name this thing Gargamel. Oh my god.
Maybe I didn't type this down right correctly when I was putting together my notes. But I have it as Gargonkle. And I guess it's supposed to be that, like, salt isn't salt, like, sodium and calcium. What is it? I don't know. It's like NaCl.
Sodium chloride.
Yeah, this is the chemical symbol for salt.
So and that's what his first form was Knackle.
Yeah, so,
Got some chemistry jokes in here.
Yeah,
all
so...
All those nerds over this, a game
Look freak. At those intelligent jokes in Pokemon.
Could you believe it? Yeah, it's better than Flamigo. You removed one letter, guys. Congratulations.
Amazing.
It just put a flamingo. Like, they even, like,
it doesn't evolve or anything. It's just... It's a flamingo.
It's just a fucking flamingo. Like, it's when I was like clever design.
When I was like maybe an hour or two into the game, and I was early on, and I was like struggling to find some good fights where I was like, I just can't stay alive. I actually had him in hand. Mm-hmm. And I threw him out there, and he was just fucking tanking.
Yeah.
He gets shit done.
Shredding opponents, like, to the point where, like, I leveled my team from like 15 to 25 in the course of just like maybe 10 minutes of just beating up go-goats and shit.
Early game, he was the anchor for my team. He kept me alive, that Flamigo.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, at a certain point,
I have very fond memories of the very early of the game.
Yeah, you're running a Flamigo, because I had Flamigo in the party early too. And like, at a certain point, you're like, okay, this thing is like, it's doing good work, it's putting good work for you, but look at all these other, like, interesting character designs that they have around here. Let's see what this thing does. Let's see what this mushroom rock does.
Yeah.
this is just a flamingo.
It really is. That is low effort.
Well, let's talk about that mushroom rock.
Yeah. So Garganckle, rock, pure rock type, has the abilities Sturdy, Purifying Salt, which is a new one for it, which makes it immune to static conditions. And of all things, it halves damage from ghost moves.
That is interesting.
I guess it's got purifying.
Because it's salt.
Yeah.
He's made out of salt.
Yeah. For all your occult rituals.
Yeah. So also clear body. So again, the other side of the coin, if you don't want to, if you're not worried about status conditions and you want to worry about having your stats lowered, there you go. You got that.
You run purifying salt. That's so fucking helpful.
I think that's, I mean, I don't know.
It's so good. It procs all the time for me.
I mean, for, again, I'm thinking from the context of raids, there's probably our circumstances where clear body is going to be the better one. But that's neither here nor there. 500 combined stats, so the biggest one I've talked about so far. 100 HP, 100 attack, 130 defense, 45 speed, 90 special defense, and only 35 speed.
Besides Cerule Edge. That's the biggest one so far.
That was his, though.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
anyway, I only picked the big
was
boys.
Was it his, though?
I talked the most about it, I'm sure. But yeah, no, if you break it down there, that's really, really defense-oriented. I actually didn't take the time to look up comparing it to...
Its attack is high, 100, right?
Yeah, 100, and then 130 defense. Yeah. Pretty good. And 90 special defense. 90 special defense.
That's not to see that.
This thing's a brute.
That's not to be trifled with.
I was going to... Yeah, don't... God. Not to be trifled with.
God.
Yeah, this thing lays the wood, man, I tell you.
Although, he is just... Although the downside is he is just a pure rock type.
Five
fucking earth power rexes.
Ouch. So fighting ground, steel, grass, water, it just reminds me of what a brutal type it is to be a pure rock. Like, again, fighting and ground, how common are those things? Grass and steel, or grass and water are the second and third most common Pokemon types in the fucking game.
Mm.
Unreal. And then, yeah, steel. Like, it's rough being a pure rock type. Three forms, and it starts with Knackly, and then Knackle's stack, and then evolving finally at level 38 into our boy here. It's a physical wall. I do like that. Purifying Salt was pretty cool. It really does force things to kind of like come at you. They really got to try to take you down. There's no easy fights here with this one, even though it is, you know, got a lot of different weaknesses you got to worry about. It's even got a bunch of wild sustaining shit, like Substitute. Running Substitute on this is just annoying as fuck.
Recover?
Yeah, it has Recover, and yep. It has Iron Defense. So you could really find yourself in a scenario where this thing just totally takes over a fight. It either dies in one hit, or it takes over the fight completely.
Could you imagine like running this thing with Substitute, Recover, Iron Defense, and Rock Polish? Just nothing damaging. just get out there and see if you just annoy the person. And just swapping over and over.
Well, also, if you just have Purifying Salt and you run, like, Stealth Rocks.
Sure.
Be a dick with Stealth
Rocks. No. You put Rocky Helmet on him. That's your damage is Rocky Helmet.
There you go.
You also have, again, but if you did decide that you wanted to use its 100 attack, you've got Earthquake, Rock Slide, Iron Head, Brick Break, and get this, you can breed Fissure.
Yeah,
Fissure
go.
Is an egg move. So if you just find yourself that you're a wall and nothing's going to touch you, you just roll with that 30% chance that your opponent dies.
maybe give yourself a wide lens and make that a 35% chance.
That's so nice. So I think it's the same thing that I'm sure is the problem with like Gigalith or whatever. It's just a rock type. It's hard being that.
But at least you don't have to trade evolve.
Yeah,
that is true. I was worried when I saw him.
We do have to make a quick correction, because I think the last show we were talking about how like Haunter was the only one you had to trade evolve, and there is an in-game trade for that, but you also have to trade evolve Slowking and Skizzer with their health items.
Slowking is a trade evolve?
Yeah, and you have to
trade. Slowking, I'm sorry.
You can just, like, I already have it. I got it from a raid.
Mm. Oh, nice.
So they're out there in raids. So I would assume all of them are. But
it'd be the Haunter, Slowking, Skizzer.
Yeah.
Unless you...
I actually do have a Scyther in my box right now holding a metal coat.
Me too.
Yeah.
I just caught a Scyther that was electric from one of our raids.
Sure did. It was a 5-star.
Yeah.
Got some candy out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm in it for. I just want the candy.
Yeah. Just gotta get them level 100s.
Yep.
It's okay. You don't need both feet.
We're not gonna fuck around when this Charizard comes up again.
We're gonna be ready for it.
Yep.
We're gonna get out there.
I may use this Belly Bolt.
We're gonna use our triple Berserker and somebody using, like, just cheering us to bring it down. That's all it's going to take.
I got just the man for the job. Anything else we need to talk about with Pokemon before we close it out here?
I don't think so.
That's good. I'm excited for another run. I already got a team picked out for the second run.
Nice.
Should we pick another four to break down for the next one we do?
Yeah, I'm totally down with that. Yeah, there's a bunch of Pokemon. I'm not going to start another run anytime soon, but there's a bunch of Pokemon that I got in the box that I want to level up and mess around with. Some new entries.
Oh, I'm not starting another run. I got my team already picked up.
Tomorrow. You're going to start another run tomorrow.
Probably.
But I got to wait for home support before I start another run.
Yeah.
So I can stash the ones I want to use and then just pull them back in.
Just do a different file.
Different profile. No, I need to stash the ones I want to use and then pull them
back in. Oh, the ones you want to use. Okay, yeah. I see what you mean.
Next up is going to be the mini show. We'll talk about whatever we feel like. We'll do a retro show.
How about that?
Wrap it up at the end of the month, another official show. That's it. That's the end. Till next time.
So long.
Later, Gator.